15 years ago, Chris Williams suffered a traumatic brain injury in a motorcycle accident. He's 42 now, uses a wheelchair, has some difficulty with speech, and lives in Lackawanna, just south of Buffalo, with his mother, Charlotte Craig.
He can't walk. His joints are, you know, can you imagine going from, your brain tells you, I know how to walk, I've walked my whole life, and now you can't.
Chris has gotten some help over the years through Adult Day Healthcare, or ADHC. Their program's licensed by the New York State Department of Health to provide nursing, therapy, and leisure during the day for adults of all ages with physical and mental disabilities. Chris has attended Schofield Adult Day Healthcare in Buffalo, one of nine such programs in Western New York.
He would go there for mainly socialization, I think was the most important thing. He did fairly well. He enjoyed going. Then they shut everything down.
Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic last year, Chris spends the entire day at home with Charlotte, who is disabled herself.
So we don't go a lot of places. His day consists of sitting in a chair. He sits in a recliner and plays his iPad. It's been too cold to really go outside. Did you ever try to push a wheelchair in the snow? So we're kind of stuck in the house.
Charlotte says she understood the decision to close ADHC at the start of the pandemic. Not much was known about the virus, and facilities weren't prepared. But then July came, and New York reopened adult day programs for the developmentally disabled, which mostly provides socialization, but not medical care. Not to mention the reopening of schools, restaurants, bars, stores, and movie theaters.
Why can't my son do this? Why are these people any better than my son? I need someone to know that we're out here. These people are out here, and they need help.
Chris Williams is one of roughly 8,000 ADHC clients across New York who've been without their programs for the last year.
We've heard so many stories over the past year from families.
Ann Hill is executive director of the Adult Day Healthcare Council, which represents 115 ADHC programs statewide.
They're unable to get services. They're unable to get home care in the home. They've gone months without a shower. We know that it's been difficult for these people to get their medications.
It's also putting them in hospitals and nursing homes. ADHD programs report their clients experienced an average of 2 hospitalizations and emergency room visits during a 6-month period before the pandemic. That number increased to 12 during the first 3 months of the pandemic. At Chris's ADHD program alone, 20 clients have gone into a nursing home permanently since the pandemic began.
There are participants and caregivers in crisis, and the state has the ability to solve the problem by reopening adult day health care.
Hill says the ADHD Council has had conversations with the State Department of Health and Governor's Office, but hasn't gotten a timeline for reopening.
It's really hard to be heard through all of the other stuff that's going on in Albany right now. And we've met with them. And they just won't do it.
We asked the Department of Health ourselves why ADHC hasn't been allowed to reopen. A spokesperson says it will permit them to resume in-person activities at, quote, the appropriate time, end quote. The state also says it's reimbursing ADHC programs for providing telehealth services. Hill says telehealth simply isn't good enough.
You can't give somebody a shower or toilet them or feed them over the phone. So while telehealth is an important tool, it's not a replacement for in-person services.
The state may be concerned that ADHC participants are more medically vulnerable than adults in other day programs. But virtually anyone attending an ADHC program is now eligible for the vaccine, whether because of age, disability, or chronic condition. Hill says ADHC could even help with the vaccination effort.
Adult day healthcare programs could contract with a pharmacist. The pharmacist could come to program and vaccinate everybody at one time.
For Chris Williams, he's lost muscle mass staying at home. Without speech therapy, he's gotten more difficult to understand. It's also been difficult for Charlotte as a caregiver.
At least before he would go to program, say 4 to 6 hours a day, 3 days a week. I can get my shopping done. I can go to doctor's appointments, keep up with my own health. I can't do that now.
The ADHD Council has gotten public support from some state lawmakers, but as far as Hill is aware, none of them have proposed legislation to reopen ADHD. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.